This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Samantha Dietz of Water Valley High School Volleyball, and Sam helped lead the Panthers to a district semifinal win over Bridgman, 25-23, 25-16, 22-25, and then 25-20 in the final set. And in that 3-1 win over Bridgman, Sam finishing with 16 kills, 16 digs, 3 aces and 2 blocks. First of all, congratulations on the win and congratulations on the stats and the night, Sam. Nice job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Those numbers that I had mentioned too were pretty typical of the numbers you put up throughout the season. So instead of, you know, just asking you something specific about the semifinal match with Bridgman, maybe the season as a whole, with those numbers you put up, is there a particular part of your game in volleyball that you think personally is your strongest?
Definitely the attacking and hitting, whether it's like front row or back row.
Okay. Now, you're a sophomore. Last year when you played as well, did coach move you around different positions, or have you pretty much played the same position all along?
Pretty much played the same position. Last year I was hurt for most of the season, so I didn't really get a chance to play around, but when we're at practice, we move around to different positions just in case something happens.
So you didn't really get a chance to play last year. So this year playing varsity volleyball, you must have been excited just to be able to play.
Yeah, I was super excited. And then at the beginning, like during the summer, not knowing if we're even going to have a season and having to practice outside even like the first weeks of school.
What was that like, by the way, practicing outside? I mean, obviously you're not inside in the gym. You had to do it outside. Was it weird?
It was definitely weird. And like inside, you don't have the wind or the like super hot. So like we'd be out there at night or later in the evening and it'll be super windy. And you'll think you're like, oh, you have a great pass. And then it blows behind you.
Oh,
so it's just
God.
Random things you wouldn't have to think about.
That's really weird. Man.
Yeah.
Do you ever play much beach volleyball at all?
Yeah, I play it a lot, like in the summer with friends or just whenever we can play and get touches.
Yeah. Does it help you much getting ready for regular varsity volleyball?
Oh yeah. It's so much harder than playing like in the gym and like on a wood floor other than sand. It's so hard to move and jump and everything.
Yeah, you get in the gym, you think, hey, wow, this is kind of easy.
Yeah.
I asked you what you think the strong part of your game is. Is there a particular stat that really kind of piques your interest that you really want to, you know, increase?
I definitely want to get better defensive, so like get my digs up during the game.
Any particular goals you set for yourself coming into this year? Did you have any personal goals?
Just to get better every day, going into practice and then as a team going into a game. And then every, like before the game, we would always be like, all right, this is going to be our goal for this game. Let's try to reach this, have our setter have this many assists based on like the previous game.
Okay. So a lot of it was in team goals that you wanted to set.
Yeah.
Outside of volleyball, do you ever have other activities, sports or clubs that you're involved with?
Yeah, off season for volleyball, I play club for a team out of Kalamazoo. It's USA Michigan. And I also play basketball and softball, and I play travel softball.
Oh, okay. So of those three, because I know you had a great basketball season last year, too, and then you throw in the volleyball and softball. Is there a favorite sport that you have?
Not really. Just whatever one I'm playing, or if I'm going to one practice and then going to another, it's whatever one I'm doing.
So keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully you're getting excited for basketball season, and hopefully it'll start.
Super excited.
Do you give yourself
hopefully
much?
We get to have a season or part of it at least.
I know. That's the hope. Do you give yourself any time to kind of, you know, chill, any downtime where you're not doing anything in between volleyball and basketball? Or have you been going through workouts ever since volleyball was over?
Yeah, we lost our game on Thursday last week, and then basketball started the following Monday. So we had that Friday off, which was nice. It was weird not having anything after school and just coming home and relaxing.
You kind of ask yourself, okay, now what do I do?
Yeah.
Well, Sam, congratulations on the season as a whole, and let's, you know, hold out hope that there's a basketball season for you. But congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Samantha Dietz of Waterville High School Volleyball is our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.